Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kaylin. How can I help you?
Hi, Kevin. I have the Tacline M1000 watch, and for some reason it keeps well, now the little spring inside the wristband
Right.
that holds it to the watch, the one part broke, and it just seems to fall off a lot.
So you're saying that
But I
the
need to
watch
know
is
how I. I'm sorry, ma'am.
broken?
The not the watch itself.
The band.
The little bar that goes inside the band that holds it to the watch itself, the little spring bar,
All right.
that's what's broken right now.
Okay. Let me see. Can I please have your, do you have your order number?
Let me check my the order number. Yes, it is 4898, that's what it looks like.
Okay, 4898. 4898. All right, and thank you. Can you verify your address for me, please?
2518 West Beautiful Lane, Phoenix, Arizona, 85041.
Thank you, and I do see here you have our technical watch. I'm trying to see if you. All right, would you allow me one moment, please?
Okay.
In one moment.
Okay.
So, I'm going to go ahead and request to get this resent out for you, okay? So do you already still have, do you have that army? I need
I'm
the,
sorry, ma'am.
I'm going to give you the army number, and I'm going to give you the, do you still have return address from the first time?
You want me to send the watch back?
Yes, you have to send it back in order to get a replacement.
Well, I don't think the watch itself doesn't need to be replaced. If I can just get
The
the little
band,
spring
yes,
arms that.
we had to send out the whole watch.
Oh, no kidding. Okay. So,
You say you need a
just a second.
band, yeah. I don't think it's, yeah, it has to be the
The
watch.
band, like it, the band is still good and the watch is still good. It's just the little bar inside the band that holds it to the watch, their little spring arms inside. So that's the only thing that's broken. But I'll send it back if you guys need. That's fine.
All right, so I'm gonna give you the return address, and then I'm gonna give you the RMA number, and then I'll go ahead and process to get it resent. Okay.
Okay, what's the return address?
The return address is 905 Westminster Avenue, Westminster Avenue, Unit G.
Wait, give me the West, what's the street again?
Westminster.
Westminster. Westminster, you said Avenue?
Yes, Unit G.
Okay.
Alhambra.
I'm typing this into my cell phone so I can save it.
Okay.
Unit G. And then what else?
A as an alpha, L, H, A, M, B, R, A.
A as in alpha, L as in Lincoln, 8, A, M, B, R, A.
Mm-hmm. California.
Oh, it's H, Alhambra. It's Alhambra, California, right?
Correct. 91803.
Okay, last time I sent it back to Alhambra, there's no actual Alhambra on the map through UPS. I think it's in a neighboring city or something, isn't it?
Well, then I'm not really sure.
Well, let me grab my from the last time I could. The last time when I sent it through the UPS store, uh-huh, it showed it to be
and then RMA number would be not 4. You're gonna put this on the box, so it's 4898-R2.
4898-R2. And then what was the zip code again?
Give me your order number again. 4898. I'm sorry. The zip code.
Yeah, 4898.
Give me 1 second. I have to go back.
For Alhambra, California?
Yeah. Give me 1 second. I have to go back, Mr. Hernandez. I'm filling out this information and get a receipt for you. All right, so it is, I gotta see how I get back to it.
Is it 918-03?
02. Yeah, I think it was 02. I'm trying to get to it now. Just give me one moment.
Yeah, okay. 91803. Okay. And 4898-R2 is my order number, right?
Correct.
Does that also go on the package?
The 4898-R1 goes on the package.
R2.
Yeah, -R2.
Okay.
All right, is there anything else I can help you with?
No, I mean, that's pretty much it. I'll have to send out the watch.
All right. Well, thank you for calling. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you for calling customer support. You have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.